With the Warriors set to face the Pelicans in the Western Conference semifinals starting Saturday with Game 1 at Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound Review takes a look at the Game 5 win against the Spurs, propelling the Warriors into this next round, and some big buckets late, key in the 99-91 win.
Warriors in possession, Thompson inbounds. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Durant.
KD's 25-point night and Draymond Green's 17 points with 19 rebounds, a major part of the story. And in the postgame, the talk included a look ahead to the Pelicans series as both KD and Draymond were at the podium together fielding questions.
You guys are probably going to kind of tag team guard Anthony Davis in the next round. Just wondering your early thoughts on that challenge of guarding Davis.
Great player. But just like any other great player, you want to make him take tough shots, live with the results.
Yeah, I think more so he got a lot. He got free this last series in the pick and roll a lot, catching lobs, shooting a jump shot out of the pocket from the penetration. You know, getting the wide open threes. You know, so we got to do a good job on Rondo and Drew Holiday and those guys as well. You know, I know AD's has some big numbers, but those guys create for him a lot, along with, you know, post-ups and, you know, drives to the rim, stuff like that. So that's what makes him dangerous, is that he's getting a lot of stuff rolling to the rim off the ball as well, and some stuff in the post.
Actually, that's what I was going to ask. What kind of problems do the Pelicans present? And Draymond, since you are familiar with Alvin Gentry, Clay said after the game that he expects him to have some tricks up his sleeves. What are you expecting?
Jen will definitely have some tricks up his sleeve offensively. Defense ain't really Jen's thing. He don't love it. Jen will tell you a million times in a row, ain't nobody ever won a game 0-0. That's who Jen is. However, I think he do have a defensive mastermind with him and Darren Erman. And I know Erm probably been watching film on us since the first round started. And, I mean, obviously he know a lot of us, coach us early on in our careers. But, you know, I know he'll have some stuff up his sleeve. Nonetheless, we got a great coaching staff that'll have some tricks up their sleeve as well. Gent want to out-coach Steve, so good luck.
No good luck.
Dre, you had, along with the 19 boards, you had 17 points, and there was a remark made on the broadcast today about, came from C-Webb. He said if you're on other teams and asked to score, you probably wouldn't start. I don't think he meant it as a slight, but do you still feel like your point production is underrated in this league?
You're trying to start a beef, bro.
I don't, you know, I don't have a scorer's mentality, especially for, you know, the team that I play on. I think if I did have a scorer's mentality, it would throw all this off and it wouldn't work out. And so, you know, I think there are times in the game where I probably need to score more, but it's hard to turn a scorer's mentality on or off. I've had that once before in my life. You just don't click that on or off. Nonetheless, I do know when I need to be more aggressive, and that helps my team out. But I don't care. I've done some great things in this league. I've been an all-star twice, averaging like 11 points, 10 points or something like that. Like, you know, I don't need to score. However, I don't think he can find many GMs or coaches that wouldn't say I wouldn't start on their team. And, you know, I'm fine without scoring the ball. I think I've created a new lane for guys in this league to where you don't have to score 20 points to be an all-star or be a star in this league. And it is what it is. And so, you know, that's fine. And my jury fit well. So I'm doing pretty good. So, you know, much love to C-Webb, though, from Michigan. State of Michigan, you know. We good.
One other thing, man.
I think, you know, when I look at life, this is dead serious. When I look at life, you know, when somebody passes away, we tend to think we're there for one day or 2 days, and then we float away and think like their problem go away. So I just want to send my love to Pop and his family again. You know, it was kind of a thing the first day it happened, and then it's like gone. That problem don't leave for him. So much love, Pop. And I send my prayers and best wishes to him and his family.
Finally, we listen into the NBA TV Game Time crew after the game, where on set, Matt Weiner was joined by former Cavs GM David Griffin and former Warriors forward Richard Jefferson.
All right, as for the Warriors, they move on to play the Pelicans game one on Saturday. What stands out about that matchup?
I think guard play. I think Drew Holiday and Rondo, the way they played. And now you're trying to find someone to match up with Kevin Durant is going to be the key. I think Anthony Davis, he poses those problems. Obviously, he's going to get a lot of Draymond. They're going to throw a lot of different bodies at him. But they don't have a big wing defender to guard against Kevin Durant. And there's no one that can guard him.
Right.
But if you're just now unleashing him on smaller players, on bigger players, and you're just trying to find some mesh of guys to compete against him, it's going to be difficult.
I think those numbers we showed of the series matchup probably don't tell us a whole lot, because New Orleans wasn't this version of New Orleans for a lot of that.
Right.
And in a weird sort of way, I think their need to grind and compete with San Antonio on the mental side of the game may help them. I think the fact that they were playing a team that plays at nowhere near the speed or with the level of athleticism that New Orleans does might put them at a disadvantage in terms of finding their rhythm quickly in the series, particularly if Steph Curry comes back.
Yeah.
If you're New Orleans game one, that's a game you got to get.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of new for San Antonio in that situation when they reintroduce Steph.
I don't think we see Steph Curry this series. I really don't. I think this is a series that they believe with the group that they have, they can win. Even if it takes five or six games. So if you need, that extra time to get Steph rested and healthy, because that was one of the things that helped us win the championship, is Steph got hurt. He comes back. They go down 3-1. These guys are playing tons of minutes. By the time they got to us in the finals, they were exhausted. They weren't 100%. They were banged up. And so I believe that they are the better team even without Steph. And I don't look at regular season records, because you don't know who was coming off a back-to-back, who had four games in six nights, who was playing in that. They just go, these are the head-to-head matchups. With there's nothing there to really kind of equate who had a better advantage. So it's going to be a great series, but ultimately, I think really it's probably Golden State in five or six.
Steph Curry has resumed limited practice with the Warriors. The estimates have been somewhere during the second round, but we'll find out. They tip on Saturday in Oakland.
Much more coverage ahead. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.